This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
Welcome back. This is the Senior Solutions segment of our show here, Sundays 8 to 8:30. I bring you the truth in real estate, whether it's buying, selling, or anything in between. If you're getting ready to sell or buy and you want quality real estate service from the beginning of the process, that is well before you actually perform the process to the very end, we can help you. Our toll-free number is 800-900-9104. Our website, ericstewartgroup.com. Let's talk about getting rid of stuff for those of you who have a little too much. Anybody raise their hand and admit to that? Well, I know I do. I consistently do. I've had five children go through my household. The last one is a senior this year. And as a result of 16 years I've been on the air. So this one is now almost 18. And I started doing my show when she was two. And like you, many of you, I've gone through that massive accumulation phase that most homeowners do that rarely gets purged. You know, it seems like the collection of stuff is bigger on the intake than it is on the out. Once in a while, we'll push stuff into the garage and then drive them over to the donation place and let them go, or people will come by and pick them up. Once my youngest is gone, then that dissemination picks up some speed, I think, because there's just less need for it. Although some of the things that we've kept, the kids' things over time, once they've got a house, they can get those things, take them on with them. But really, there is a hardship, I think, that many of us face in trying to decide what to get rid of and what not to. And so I created a very simple method that I call the GNOME method for valuation. And it's really this: whether you want to keep something or not, you need to be able to ask yourself three questions. Really, these three questions will help you determine whether you should keep or not keep an item. It's very, very simple. The first question is, do I need this? Do I need this item? We think of things like medications, which we need. And of course, we need medications until we don't need them. And while we need them, we keep them because whether we love them or not, we still need them and we use them. And really, those are the other two questions, to love and use. Because if you need something and you use it, like a car, you need a car and you use it. Now, you get to a point where you can't use the car anymore, or it no longer performs the services, or it's mechanically deficient or otherwise, and so your need is no longer being met. It comes time to get a replacement vehicle. Things in our lives, do we need, do we use them? If we can answer two out of three questions with a yes, it makes sense to keep that item. So if you need it and you use it, then you keep it. If you need it and you're not using it, then you need to replace whatever it is you have that you're not using to fill the need that you still have. So there's a replacement demand there. If you love something and you use it, but you don't really need it, you still want to keep it because you love it and you're using it, okay? But you may not really need it. Case in point would be a certain set of glasses. You have plenty of glasses in your cabinets, but there's a particular set of glasses that you love to use, and you use them regularly, and so you would use those and keep them going with you in life. The reason I call this the GNOME method, it comes from the reality that there are things in our lives kind of like gnomes, which, can you think of a practically good use for a gnome? I have a hard time thinking of anything, because generally they are just crafted little creatures made of plastic that are put into a garden gnome, you know, or it ends up being on a decorative cabinet somewhere, a little gnome with some other tchotchke and other things that you might have, or maybe it sits in a box in a closet and never gets used. Or one of my neighbors has a gnome which is made of metal, very attractive, well painted, and the gnome is holding a little sign that says welcome. And that gnome actually is the best gnome I've ever seen, in that it actually serves a purpose of entertainment for those who come up to the front door of that home, and yet it sits there and just does that, says welcome, like a welcome mat. It's cute. Do we need a gnome in our life? Well, maybe you do. And if you do, I'd like to hear your story. And you can call me and tell me that story. I might share it here on the air, because I've actually never heard of anybody needing a gnome. But that's not to judge your need. It's just to say I'd love to hear that story and share that story with my audience, because I would learn something in the process. And if that's you, send me an email at radio@ericstewartgroup.com with your gnome story. And I will consider bringing you on the show or telling your story. And if I do tell your story, I will send you a delicious jar of McCutcheon's apple butter this fall for you to enjoy. And it will be handled with care with plastic gloves, it will not be carrying COVID, in other words. Okay? So if you have a good story, then send me that, radio@ericstewartgroup.com. We have those things in our lives like gnomes that really are unused. We don't really have a great need for them, but the time comes for us to let them go. So once you've gone through the three questions with any one item, you might have more than one vacuum cleaner. You might have more than one sweater. You might have so many of many, many things. And you might think about the what ifs. What if I need that in the future? What if I need that in the future? But when it comes time to downsize and let go and declutter, you have to face the reality you can't take everything with you. But why not keep the memory alive and shoot a video of the item and tell the story about that gnome, that welcome gnome on the front porch when it comes time to move? This is my welcome gnome. I bought it at this market in Sturbridge Village, Massachusetts. It was made by a local artisan, and it was 1973 when we drove by there, and I picked it up and I loved it. And it, to me, it reminds me of that summer, which was the golden summer that I fell in love with my spouse. You know, you can just see how the story may go well beyond the gnome. The gnome brings back, it's unlocking things in our history in a way that makes it important in our lives, not so much to have the item itself, but to keep the memory alive. So as you're getting through the downsizing process and you're going through your gnome method, you can do just five things with anything you own. You can keep the item if you decide ultimately, I need this gnome, I use this and I love this gnome, or I give it to my kids because I think they like it and that way I can see it so often, or I could sell it if there's any retail value, or donate it for a tax deduction, or simply throw it away if it's tattered and falling apart. It all depends. As you're downsizing and you're trying to think through this process, the gnome method is a good method. The loading zone concept is a good method, and these items can be found in the Right Sizing Guide, which is also a free publication that I offer out that I've been giving away. I've given away thousands of copies of this just to serve you as a listener, to help you as you're thinking through the process of downsizing. This guide will guide you through how to let go of things, how to enter the process, and you can find that information by calling us at 800-900-9104. Again, that's 800-900-9104. Or go to ericstewartgroup.com to the resources section and you can download a free copy of it there. When you decide that the time has come to move and you want to downsize and you are considering the options, whether it's to move to an apartment, to buy a condo, maybe multi-generational housing with a family member, or possibly it's a retirement community, a place like Vincent Hall, for instance, or Ashby Ponds, or maybe Riderwood, or maybe Asbury Village, or Ingleside, or the Village at Rockville in Rockville, Maryland, or in D.C., there's Knollwood, there's Ingleside, D.C., and so many other fine communities that you could decide you want to move to. We are experts in the senior living process and have a host of real estate agents in my group that are seniors real estate specialists who can have a dialogue with you about different communities that are there and what makes them special and what would work for them, for you, and guide you in an unbiased way, meaning that the community itself will present all of what makes sense to you, but having a better sense of what is important to you and getting it from a third party like us will help you and give you some insight into what makes one community stronger than another based on location and so on. If you'd like to have that conversation, same as before, call our toll-free number at 800-900-9104 and we'll help you have a conversation, discuss it all the way out. And as we come to a close, I just want to thank you for joining me here Sundays. I'm here every Sunday from 8 to 8:30. You can find me on Spotify and listen to me anytime there. Well, that's a wrap. I'm Eric Stewart, and I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper's meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge from more than 1,500 locations throughout the DC metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication. And to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about The Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766. Or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.